Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, TagCastPodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, TagCastPodcast.com, and click on the link.
And now, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a link for weed, like, in the 70s, and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
Hello everybody and welcome to episode 215. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Right on. I'm your host, one of them, Yacharoni. And
Terrioni.
Yacharoni and Terrioni.
Today's the Oni episode.
Yeah, it's a Monday Oni.
Hope you guys made it through your weekend okay.
And did a lot of dactyling.
Hope you didn't pawn your guitars or your drums.
Yep.
Flames.
Yeah.
Hey, you listen to the show Flames?
I don't know if he does.
Yeah.
Does he have access to the show?
I think he says Mano.
No.
Hey, I had a question from a listener who wants to be a listener who hasn't listened yet. They were wondering if it was available, like, when you go to your, go to the web from your, having a brain malfunction, from your Wii. You know how you can go to the web and you can watch YouTube on Wii, or you can pretty much go to any website. He said he went there and he just, like, saw notes about the episodes, and I said, oh, are they all in blocks? And he's like, yeah. And I go, well, that's just the player. You should be able to just click on it and it should play.
Well, they might have been talking about the gray blocks of, like, the where all the text is in.
Right.
Maybe it doesn't show the links to play it.
He said something about not having the right flash player or something.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's just audio, so I was going to try that when I get home. And if any of our listeners out there do listen through your Wii, let us know, because I had my friend John Manning. He's wanting to listen to it.
There should be a podcast within the marketplace for Wii.
Yeah, because as popular as they're getting, you'd think that there'd be some kind of podcast.
Yeah.
Availability, because they're the wave of the future. And thanks for listening to our wave of the future.
Yeah,
you guys.
We'll figure it out.
The weekend was good, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that Yob.
What did you do on this weekend?
I'm pretty sure I went to see Yob after I went to Vermin Studios on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure
that's the same day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How long is your session?
Just till about six.
Till six?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah. It lasted till about six. It lasted till about six.
Well, it lasted till about six. And then
we took off and went down to the speakeasy and watched Dirt Clawed Fight and Norska. Welcomed those guys home from their long journey.
That was awesome.
They did a long tour, 18 or 19 days with only one day off.
One day off.
So it was a probably pretty straining tour. You know,
I'd imagine.
You got to wake up in the morning, and sometimes you got to drive 10 hours to get to the next show, so you kind of got to get up early.
Mm-hmm.
I know they had to drive from Texas to... shit, I'm going to forget.
Boston.
Now. No, it was across Arizona. I think Texas to L.A.
Oh, Scottsdale.
Did they play in Arizona? Yeah.
Yeah, they played Scottsdale Tuesday night.
Right on. Yeah, so it's quite a drive across New Mexico and halfway across Arizona.
New Mexico.
So, yeah, I'm glad that those guys are back. Now we can watch them play more often.
Yeah.
They were gone for a while. And I got to pick up my copy of the Norska album. Officially came out on vinyl on the 18th.
Nice.
Available for all you Norska fans. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a Norska fan, you ought to be.
Yeah.
Otter.
I had a recording session yesterday.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. My first attempt at producing an album.
It was kind of.
I might even just release it as just the drums. What if I just did that and I just didn't put anything over it?
Just call it Bongo Fury 2.
Yeah. And then I want to, like, absorb it for a while. Maybe I'll figure out some noises to throw at it.
You can make it into a dubstep drum circle. Drumstep.
There we go.
I've heard drumstep is actually a thing. But it's like,
somebody told me the other day, and I might disagree with them, that, man, if it's not a dubstep show, you know, you can't really get the kids out these days. What would you say to that? You would get overly excited, drum beaty.
I think that if it's dubstep,
Warren Beatty,
I ain't gonna be there.
Huh?
If it's dubstep, I'm not gonna be there.
No, I mean, well, that's what the kids are into these days. Though,
it is,
right?
It is, and it sucks. I'm sorry.
So I mean, you know, you throw a rock or a metal show in some cities, it's just, oh, man, it's tough, man. What?
You get in trouble if you throw a rock at a metal show. To hit somebody right in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, and these kids, I don't know what it is about dubstep that totally, like, encapsulated them or like, engaged them in loving it so much to where it's just, like, glorified techno music, I think, with a little mix-up in there. And I don't think kids should be able to listen to it until they're 18, until they're of sound mind and know.
No.
Kind of like tattoos.
Know what good music is?
Yeah, you can't get a tattoo till you're 18, and that's a weird thing. A lot of people do get tattoos before they're 18, and our daughter, who is 14, has been talking, when I turn 16, I'm getting tattooed. We're like, no, you're not really, because you have to be 18. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, but if my parents say that it's okay. And we always try to tell her, no, it's not. It actually is the law. I mean, a tattoo artist might do it. And then I found a story the other day.
She just kind of assumes that you guys are going to be cool with it when she turns 16.
Well, yeah. Now, here's the thing. Even if you're cool with it and you're the parents, this lady in Springtown, Texas, actually the guy, a Texas tattoo artist, was arrested for tattooing a 14-year-old girl. And the girl was his girlfriend's daughter. And the daughter's... The mother said, yeah, it's okay. And
yeah,
so he did
that's
it.
Just too many iffy situations, though, right?
And so someone who they don't know, like an anonymous party, actually tipped off officials and said, probably someone that was in the tattoo shop at the time, and said, hey, he's tattooing a 14-year-old.
You're kind of asking for it, though, then, aren't you?
I guess. If you're going to do it
at a home.
Or when the shop is closed or something.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just speculating that there was someone in there because it said... That after someone had called in with an anonymous tip, and so an anonymous tip, just the tip of the tattoo needle. But it's the weird thing is I'm wondering if it's a Nazi tattoo because it says a small SS on her leg.
Oh wow! Huh.
Yeah,
but see, I guess you know because of the relationship between the mother and the tattoo artist, that could probably be seen as like neglect as a. The parenting, right?
Right, kind of, yeah, of some sort.
I don't know if neglect's the right word, but
I know what you mean. Yeah, something like that. I guess he gave her two tattoos. One was an open-hearted care bear with a tail.
Uh-huh.
Bears
which is the one she wanted, and then they wanted to mark her with the SS.
Yeah, if you're getting that, you got to give you a Nazi tattoo.
Yeah.
So, hey,
all
kids.
Right, you can get whatever you want tattooed on you as long as...
And parents out there, don't trust... I'm not saying not to trust your local tattoo artist, but it's not the fact of trusting them. It's a fact of someone else seeing what's going on. If you think that you want to give your kid permission to get a tattoo before they're 18, you might want to think twice because this dude was arrested. Oh, and these people are even engaged, not just boyfriend and girlfriend. And they had to post... $2,000 and $4,000 bail, two for her, four for him. And if convicted, you face up to 180 days in jail and a $2,500 fine. So you want to keep your needles out of minors.
Mosquito needles.
Needle dicks. Keep your needle dicks out. So yeah, don't allow your kids to get tattooed unless you are in a closed area where no one can see.
Yeah, that's just not good business sense for the tattoo artist.
Not good business, my friend.
That does not good business, my friend.
That reminds me of Jerky Boys. You want to give me a coupon?
And it almost looks like it's getting windy last Tuesday.
What was that noise that I heard?
Last Tuesday, it almost seemed like it was getting windy. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. It's amazing. I can remember 6 days ago with all the medication I take. But yeah, we'll get to this now, I guess, as good as time as any. More celebrity birthdays. We've been covering this, and it's been a full roster lately. And the odd thing is every day lately that we've had a podcast, including Wednesday and Friday, and now it's Monday, more SNL birthdays.
Wow, well, more SNL birthdays.
But there's a dead guy.
Dead guy. Ayo.
Happy birthday to dead guy Phil Hartman.
Phil.
He would have been like 64. Could you imagine Phil Hartman at 64?
There's some people that as time goes by and they're dead, I actually become sadder.
Yeah. He was awesome. He was a big part of The Simpsons as far as voices go.
A lot of things. I mean, he was doing Atari commercials way back in the day.
Atari?
Yeah.
Huh.
He did, and you can find it on YouTube. He did an ice hockey commercial. He was like the guy holding up the game, and there's like hockey shit going back. And
hockey shit?
But, I mean, this is, it had to be before SNL, because Atari, I mean, that went out in what, like 83?
Yeah, something like that, and I don't think 84? He did. Was he on SNL in like 88? Is that when he came on? 89?
Around there, yeah.
Because I don't think he was on the 86.
Nintendo was already out, because the Nintendo kind of killed the Atari.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Atari had been dead a couple years.
I heard that they're facing charges, actually.
Who, Nintendo?
Yeah, for the murder of Atari. Okay, more birthdays. Kind of has to do with Saturday Night Live, because the first time I saw his work was on Saturday Night Live. Uh-huh. Jim Henson and the Muppets. Jim Henson, birthday. I don't know if he's still alive or not.
Is it all their birthdays then, or?
All the Muppets' birthdays, I guess. Because he was born, and he's the one that created them.
Now, when did he die?
I don't know. I was just asking myself.
This is like the 90s.
Oh, so he is dead, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was born in 1936. He would have been old.
I'm thinking, though, is, did he create Snuffleupagus?
Yes.
Or was it someone else?
I bet it was him. Or you mean someone that was working for him?
Yeah. Yeah, who put the chai, Mo?
Who put the chai in the chai-cha-chai-cha-mo?
Who put the ram in the ram-a-lama's ding-dong?
Who put Snuffleupagus's ding-dong in Big Bird's big old hole? That sounds like a Sean on Hall song.
Put it in Big Bird's wormhole.
Ram-a-lama wormhole.
That's funny.
And also today in 1941, still living, still rich from a divorce. Oh, no, another she's dead, too. I'm stupid. Linda McCartney, dead.
Oh, yeah.
More cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So she would have been like 71. Do you imagine Linda McCartney at 71?
Do you think when she went wherever she went that she got her wings?
What, Red Bull? Wings. What, McCartney? Oh, wings.
Wings.
I heard that Paul McCartney's band invented Red Bull. He's like, here, drink this stuff, mate.
I know. I kept drinking it, but I never got any new music.
He's like, it'll give you lots of power. And they said, what is it? It'll give you my band.
You have any favorite Wing songs or any Wing songs that you just like, oh, I can't stand that song?
I have a couple that I like and probably a couple that I can't stand.
Yeah.
I really like Let Me Roll It.
Let me roll.
And I pretend it's about a joint.
I pretend it's about, you know, you're laying and you're out a kid. You're a kid on the kitchen floor rolling that beach ball back and forth.
Yeah. And I like Live and Let Die, even though Guns N' Roses kind of did it.
Guns N' Roses didn't do that bad of a job.
It wasn't a bad job, but I just get a little annoyed sometimes at Axl's voice.
What do you call it? Inflections?
Yeah. Infections. Infectious inflections. But yeah, final celebrity birthday today. The clown from Slipknot, Sean Crahan. He's the clown. His name is Sean Clown Crahan.
Right on.
He is 43 today. So,
you know what? You know what song gets under my crabs?
Grind Your Taint. What is it?
love songs.
Oh, silly love songs.
Yeah.
You don't like that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I've had another little silly love song, so why are you singing another one?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? I'll tell you what's wrong with that.
I like to know, so here I go again. There was actually a pretty cool slowed down version
right,
of that.
It's not that bad of a song.
There's a better version of it by The Replicants.
Yeah.
Which is a
I used to own that album.
Couple members of
Tool.
Failure and Tool and actually Maynard sings on that Silly Love song.
Yeah, he was one of the first side projects of his before Perfect Circle, I remember.
Yeah.
They did an excellent version of Cinnamon Girl.
Yeah, and some Pink Floyd is Babar. Mm-hmm. And they did a David Bowie song, which was really good. And
yeah, a better version of Cinnamon Girl than I thought Neil Young even did.
And they even did a Missing Persons cover. Destination Unknown. Nope, Destination's Unknown.
Yeah, it was Replicants because it was all covers and stuff, right?
Yeah, I have that CD too. It's pretty good.
I don't know if I still have it.
I didn't take it.
No, but it was good. I do and did enjoy that CD.
Yeah.
That was still when I was like heavily into Tool because I was like, what, 98 maybe?
Yeah, it was before 2000 for sure. It might have been even 96. I think it was like a year after
96
that.
Or 98.
Maybe 97 because Failure had that album. Can't remember the name of it right now, but it was 96. It escapes me. But do you ever listen to Failure?
No, but do you think that was a bad choice on their part of band names?
Replicants?
No,
or Failure. Yeah, I think it was an ultimate failure. It's like, hey, this is going to be what we are going to be as a band. Our story of success is...
Would you go and see Slaughter if they came?
No.
Do you think people would?
I think some people would, about probably as many that's going to go see Faster Pussycat.
Yeah. So it's the same.
Cry to the Angels. Mm-hmm. I don't like his high. He sings too high for me.
Yeah.
My sister, on the other hand, she would go see him, but she lives in Bend, so they'd have to play in Bend.
Yeah.
This is a funny thing.
I don't know how on the pulse you are, but maybe I just, like, have... All right. Anyway.
Ah!
So the Faster Pussycat show, right?
Coming up. A few of them, actually.
In Redmond, right?
Mm-hmm. They're also playing in Eugene.
Yeah.
In Portland.
So. Yeah. And so the Redmond one, I think the guy was the first one to book it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was charging like $10. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, all these other shows started sprouting up.
Yeah.
Like he didn't get the proximity clause in the thing, which he normally does. Because he books a lot of, he's done the Quiet Riot.
Well, I wonder if he...
And stuff like this.
Talked with the other people who got that band, no?
No, he was like, man, it kind of sucks that,
Oh, because now those people that are playing, the people in Eugene aren't going to come down.
Yeah. And, he's counting on that because, they got guarantee kind of money and stuff like that that you got to give those guys.
The Portland show wouldn't be a big deal.
No.
But I could imagine Eugene causing a problem.
You could do like a 50-mile proximity clause is a fair clause, right?
Yeah. Pretty fair. And I don't know. Roseburg's only an hour from Eugene.
Yeah.
That might be 50 miles.
It's just an unfortunate thing because you can't blame a band for wanting to get more gigs while they're out somewhere,
Exactly.
And you can't blame a venue for wanting to bring in a
well-known
show.
Act from back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just the thing. Yeah, just... Cross your T's and dot your J's.
Yeah, and J's too.
Yep.
And that's a good thing kind of for IB6, UB9 because they got both shows
in
the southern area. Yeah. So they got the Roseburg.
Yeah, that is awesome. Who's playing with them up north?
Wolf Pussy and Black Pussy. I wasn't kidding the other night when I said that joke.
That's right.
Yeah.
You did say that.
Yeah. It's weird to me because those bands like Wolf Pussy and Black Pussy are both like doom... crusty doom stuff, kind of bluesy, metal, but definitely not 80s butt rock. And I'm sure that it's just because they have pussy in their name.
Yeah.
Wolf Pussy.
Oh, yeah. It was a pussy show.
Yeah. It's shows for pussies.
Yep.
Put on by...
Who else would you throw in there then for pussy bands?
Nashville Pussy.
You like those guys?
I do. I don't haven't heard enough of them, but I know they got a chick in their band, and they're pretty rocking, and it's just like southern kind of metalish rock. Mm-hmm. And don't forget about Alabama Thunder Pussy.
Yeah. You into those guys?
I've only heard a few of their songs. They used to be kind of more metal, And now they're more kind of Caius-y even, like a bluesy rock.
I haven't heard those guys very much, if at all, but I've heard the Nashville Pussy a couple times, and, you know, it's not bad music, you know. I didn't go out and buy any of it after hearing a few songs or anything, but I didn't have any complaints.
What about Pussy Riot?
I never heard the song.
I heard it's a band, but I heard.
Well, I know the band, but I never heard.
I heard
the
a bit
song
of it.
that shot them to fame.
They sound like Japanese, and they're like. It's
Do
like,
they have that?
It's kind of like a Japanese punk rock.
Oh yeah,
chick.
I would imagine. Well, I mean, you know, probably very anti-establishment, maybe kind of. Along those kind of lines of punk that you probably see in the States or in Britain, Ireland, kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
You know, we will rise. What do you say after rise that's not a band name?
Not rise above.
You can't say rise against.
Rise.
Rise up? Is that a band name?
I doubt it.
Rise.
Rise Breads is the best.
I know that's all I got is Rise Breads. Rise, child, rise.
Speaking of Japanese punk bands, I don't see enough punk shows, I don't think, in the area as much as there like used to be, or maybe I'm just out of touch of it, like when 19 Limbs, when we used to play in that band.
Uh-huh.
It just seemed like there was a lot more local punk rock shows. Doesn't seem like there's that many.
Well, the punk rock shows, yeah, it does. It seems like, but there's a lot more punk bands around, right?
I guess, but I just, maybe I'm out of touch.
Because you had like, I can't think of that.
Well, the Secretions came through, and that was a punk show there in Eugene, and like they have some shows at the Wow Hall, like Leftover Crack and Scatterbomb, and those bands played, and... But as far as, like, it just seems like there was more, like, when the Pistol Whip Prophets were playing a lot, and, like...
What about Security and Numbers?
Yeah, they're still playing, and they're a good punk band, still putting out records and stuff.
Or there used to be, like, PB Army. They were pretty kind of big, right?
And,
like you said, the 19 Limbs.
Rapid Demise.
Rapid Demise, that was the band I was thinking of.
And there's just been a... and I probably just don't know the punk bands, because I don't spend a lot of time in Eugene as much as I used to when
and
I practiced down there.
They're probably playing a little smaller... Backyards.
Toilet still running?
No, not anymore. I think it just did for a second.
Right on. So speaking about punk rock, and you know, you go to punk rock shows, you usually at least see like
one Mohawk.
Yeah. How'd you know I was going to say that? Wow. Did you look at my paper?
No, I didn't.
So what's the tallest Mohawk you think you've ever seen?
Oh, wow.
Like foot wise, like not on their foot, but like length. Like
up close, like personally, I've seen
at a
probably,
show. Yeah, like in person.
Yeah,
or even on a TV show, I guess.
I'm gonna go. God, I've probably seen one in person. Maybe
I've probably
like
seen
a foot.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Because 12 inches is a lot.
It is
when you're thinking about your hair standing up.
It is.
There's this. Speaking of Japanese punkers, this guy, and it's funny because his last name is the same name as my professor at when I was in college, and he was Japanese too. His name is Kazuhiro Watanabe. Watanabe.
What do you Watanabe? What?
He's Watanabe.
Oh, okay.
Watanabe. Uh-huh. Oh, no, wait, I'm pronouncing
Guantanamo
it.
Bay.
It's Watanabe.
Guantanamo Bay.
Watanabe.
Watanabe.
Anyway, this dude, he
sounds
has
like a sushi
the
sauce.
Tallest Mohawk, and he's held the record since 2011, which I guess is only a year. But his most recent measuring measured at 3 feet, 8.6 inches.
Wow.
That's a tall fucking Mohawk.
It is. I actually saw this on TV the other day, but I didn't want to, like, throw that out there as my
That's how you guess the Mohawk, huh?
But it's not. But dude, that thing was all waving in the wind.
Oh, you saw it on TV?
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome.
Did you not see it on TV?
No, I saw it on the internet.
Oh. Well, yeah, and it was all greased up and waving back and forth in the wind.
Yeah. He said it's all about how you feel about yourself, not what others think, and that's the good thing about Mohawks. He's like, I always wanted to have the tallest Mohawk. And now he does. So.
Well, that's fine and dandy, but does that mean that somebody who has a buzz cut isn't all about their... It's only about what other people think?
I guess. I mean, he said that he's been growing his hair out for 15 years to protest conformity in Japanese society. Because, you know, Japanese, there's not a lot of long hairs in Japan.
There isn't really.
They kind of have the the bowl cut.
Yeah.
Like the mow, or not the mow, the layer.
Yeah. The beetle.
I guess it's the mow, yeah.
The mop cut. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even, yeah, I don't know. They got a weird culture over there, so like, or a different culture, I guess. Weird enough that, you know, I mean, they're more about a lot of honor, where, you know, honor probably is the most important thing in American culture. And so is protest against society's norms of Japanese culture. I don't know, that maybe that really offends people.
Yeah. And
you know, I mean, if you, I don't know, if I walked with my long hair into a really deep woods redneck bar, they would probably be offended.
Deep woods.
Mm-hmm. Deep woods off.
That'll keep the skeeters away from
you. Our sponsor for this notcast.
And we learned on the last episode on Friday that mosquitoes have 17 teeth.
Yeah. And only one stinger. Mosquito dick.
One, but they don't, do they think they have a dick or just a...
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, do you prefer cheddar or mozzarella?
I'd say cheddar. It depends on the dish, I guess.
Yeah.
If you're talking pizza,
straight up,
it's got to be cheddar. I don't like to eat mozzarella by itself, really.
Yeah.
I like it on pizza. I like it on like enchiladas and a lot of Spanish food and stuff
maybe
like that.
Maybe on tortilla styles.
Yes, yeah, Italian food. Mm-hmm. I like mixed cheeses. I prefer cheddar though. I think.
I was raised on medium cheddar.
Yeah.
But I like a good mozzarella, though. And Monterey Jack is good. But, yeah, medium cheddar is probably the main staple.
Do you ever go for a sharp cheddar?
Sometimes.
My wife,
pretty sharp.
Because of the fact that my mom told her it's important, and when she passed on the recipe for some pseudo lasagna, it's basically just lasagna. We use those farfalle bow tie pastas, and it's just basically got some ragu or prego, whatever you want to use, and then meat and sour cream and cream cheese. It's not really lasagna, and it's not really layered as much as lasagna is, but we call it lasagna. And so she used medium
lasagna
cheddar.
Lasagna ingredients.
She used medium cheddar a couple times, and we didn't know that that was a problem, but it just wasn't tasting quite right, and it wasn't kind of setting up right.
Uh-huh.
And Donna said, it's a big difference. You got to use sharp cheddar. And I don't know what the difference is, but it makes a big difference as far as like
the aging process, I guess. Maybe
possibly. And maybe when it melts and then sets back up, it's because, you know, you kind of got to cut it in a square and you hope that lasagna would stay together. And with the medium, it just kind of all fall apart, which it's still really good. But
yeah, medium, I would say, is probably more or less of a melting cheese. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know they're all kind of a little bit different in their uses and stuff. But, yeah, but I enjoy a good mozzarella loaf.
Yeah.
But on cheese, man, ooh. I mean, on pizza.
Cheese on cheese.
Cheese on cheese action. Get the camera.
God, this is getting cheesy over here. Oh. Where's Chris Castles when you need him? I really relish that joke. It's the never-ending laugh.
Bob and Tom in it. You probably don't get up early enough to have to listen to that ever, huh?
I don't. I am usually never out of bed by 10 unless some bitch calls me from the car wash. And sometimes, one time, the lady called me, and she wouldn't even complain. She just was laughing.
Really?
She just kept laughing at me over and over again.
That was weird.
And then she put her husband on the phone.
And then I came in. Oh, that's a good one. Dude, I know that guy.
Wow. Man, I just felt like I was on acid for a second.
All right, here's another one for you.
Indigestion.
Worst voice, Fran Drescher or Urkel?
Fran.
You think he has the worst voice?
I think so, but...
Her voice is natural when Urkel's isn't.
Then I do that.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
It almost sounds like Pat. It does. Pat.
It does.
Because you all know that Pat was a...
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that. It took me a long time to figure that out.
I can't believe SNL's got a censor button for us because they don't... Lorne Michaels doesn't want us to know if he was a boy or a girl.
Well, he was
trainee.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. Still never got my lawnmower fixed, goddammit.
Your tranny lawnmower?
I have a tranny that rides my lawnmower.
Oh.
That's all she does. She just rides around, even though my lawnmower is broken. You can ride it around like a tractor, but that's it.
Oh, the blade's broken?
They're just not put back on, because when the guy, my uncle, fixed it for me, thank you, Jerry, but he lost one of the bolts, so he said I had to get one.
Oh.
I'm not very ambitious to go take the bolt up and see if I can. I just like to kind of, I'll say Jimmy rig, but it's a black guy named Jimmy. I just like to Jimmy rig things. Uh-huh. And like, I actually did that a long time. Have you ever been like a... I know you've driven off the road a couple, at least once.
Uh-huh.
Ever been any,
yeah.
You ever been driving down the road and just say you're going 60 and have your hood fly up on your car?
Oh, that would suck.
That happened to me once.
Yeah.
I had an old Oldsmobile, a 1980 Oldsmobile Delta 88.
Mm-hmm.
And the hood was a little fucked up because the guy had crashed it, but it wasn't crashed bad, but it just didn't. It latched, but it didn't go down all the way.
Yeah,
so
sometimes it vibrated when
so
you
we're driving out on Knox Butte Road going the back way from Albany to Lebanon.
Yeah.
And we're driving about 60, and all of a sudden my hood just flies up. Now, I've had this happen to a friend, and it, like, broke out their windshield.
Uh-huh.
So I got lucky that it stopped, but I'm going 60.
Got some nice hinges on that model
so
car.
So I kind of had to pull a Ace Ventura and stick my head out the window.
Oh, that you're, man, you're talking with your ass.
I was talking to my girlfriend at the time with my ass as I was looking out the window. Saying, let me ask you a few questions. Could I vag you something real quick? Why is my hood up right now when I'm driving 60? So we're coming up. We stop. We kind of pry it down a little bit. And then I just kind of drive real slow with my – because there's a farm right up on the right. And so it's like a big farmhouse and about two barns. And you see there's a bunch of farm equipment out there, some windrowers, some combines. They'd probably been fixed by Complete Ag Resolutions at some time. Go check them guys out of Facebook .com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Yes,
anyway,
you,
so this
Sam.
Guy comes out and we're like, excuse me, sir, we're driving and my hood flew up and we were wondering if you had like a crowbar or something that we could borrow to pry it down. He's like, nope. I was like, you don't have a crowbar? You don't have a tire iron? Nope. Then I got to looking at him. He's got, like, Nazi tattoos on his arms, and he's this old guy, and all of a sudden I feel like I'm in some weird movie.
Uh-huh.
And my girlfriend's kind of tugging at my shirt going, let's just go, let's just go. And I was like, wait, we can't just go. We gotta fucking put the hood down. I'm not driving to Lebanon with my fucking head out the door.
Yeah.
And so kind of just I crawl up on there, and I got all my body weight, and I'm finally get it down to where it closes, but it won't really latch because it's all fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Said, and there's like bales of hay around.
Yep.
Said, you got any baling twine that I could maybe? Nope. Nope. He wouldn't help me at all.
What a fucker. Why not?
I don't know. Maybe because I had long hair at the time. I have it now too, but this was back in like 94.
I used to have long hair.
Yeah.
I still have long hair.
Well, you got Nazi tattoos, you old son of a bitch. Let me use your crowbar and your baling twine.
No shit, man.
And so I think I dug around and found my emergency abortion kit in the trunk. There was a coat hanger in there. And some
tissue. Right on.
And so I actually did get it latched down and whatever with no help from the Nazi farmer.
Yeah.
It's just weird that someone would actually, you can see farm equipment. There's obviously tools around.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
No tire iron, no crowbar, no baling. Could I go cut?
Come on.
Could I go cut some of the twine off one of them bales out in the field then, you dumb son of a bitch?
Nope.
So, yeah, that was his only word. I think that's the only word that he knew. Nope. Huh. Nope. So, dude, I'm pretty sure you're probably dead already, and if that's the case, fucking Godspeed.
I did, however, one time I was driving, but I wasn't driving.
Were you dreaming?
But it was in my car.
But it wasn't my car, but I knew it was my car.
It was my car, but I wasn't driving. My friend, she was driving us home. We were working and at my work and her place. We'd go over there for lunch sometimes, grab some toast. And then we'd, so we got in there and she's all driving down the road and one of those big old trucks kicks up a tire. Wait, one of those big old truck tires kicks up a rock and breaks my windshield.
So, wow.
Bam!
Did it like shatter out? Crack. Just spider cracked, okay.
But man, that was so loud it sounded like somebody shot a .22 inside the car.
Wow.
It was.
That's scary. It gets a little scary after you've watched movies like Final Destination when you're driving on the freeway behind a load of logs that's chained down. You can see the chain kind of dangling.
Yeah. I think if I was driving, though, I would have killed us because I would have freaked out and shit my pants and drove off the road.
Yeah. You're like, you just would have swerved because you had shit in your pants.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess.
Trying to move it to one side, you know.
My prairie dog got out. He's out of the hole. What do I do now? Have you ever met a bank robber?
No, not that I know of.
So then you've never had one at your house?
No, I have not.
I got a cool story that I had written down for a couple weeks now, but we just never really got to it. Remember when I told you guys out there and you that my friend Bobby Jordan from Val Movements is up, and I got to see him, and I got to see his sister Janie that I hadn't seen for years. Well, we reminisced about a story, and I think it was the last time I had seen her. It was like 92. I think it was about 20 years ago. And we were at my house. My parents were out of town in California doing the Renaissance Fair, and I had a little party going on, had some friends over. We were drinking and smoking and listening to loud music, and Bobby's sister was over there. And all of a sudden, this old friend of the family shows up, and him and the guy I didn't know, and they come in, and they're all acting shady, and they got a brown paper sack with them, and he had been already known for robbing banks because he'd been to prison for it before, and so they got like weird sunglasses on and stuff, and he's like, "What are you guys doing?" He's like, "We just robbed a bank in Eugene. I'm gonna stop and use your bathroom if we could." We're like,
"Why would you say that?"
I don't know. I guess because his old friend of the family wanted to be honest. So Janie didn't hear him tell me that, and I wasn't going to alert everybody in the fucking house, "Hey, there's bank robbers here. They got money in the trunk and probably got cops looking for their car." They didn't tell me that, but I'm just assuming. Mm-hmm. So he's like, "Can we use the bathroom?" We're like, "Yeah." And he's also a known heroin addict.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yep. So that makes it all right. Because when you're on heroin, you either let someone fuck you up a butt or go rob a bank.
Yeah, you don't mind.
Just go.
Or both at the same time.
You fuck my ass and I'll hold up the bank. So they go in the bathroom, the two dudes, and we don't have a very big bathroom. You know how big my bathroom is. It's pretty small. So they go in there, and then they're in there for like 25 minutes.
What could you be doing in there?
Probably firing up some heroin, you know, maybe rigging it up. And so me knowing this and Janie knowing this, and she's like, "Where'd those guys go?" I was like, "They're in the bathroom." She's like, "Both of them?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "That's fucking bullshit. You know what they're doing in there?" I was like, "Yeah, what?" She's like, "They're shooting up." She goes, "And that's bullshit. You don't just come to someone's house that has been a family friend and your parents let them, the guy, live there." This was years ago before he turned into a heroin addicted bank robber. And she's like, "That's bullshit." She's like, "I'm going in there and I'm going to tell them to get the fuck out of here." I go, "They have guns and just robbed a bank." And she's like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, so you might not want to upset them. Just
don't upset.
Let them do their business and then we'll just say we're leaving and then you got to go. Or maybe they'll be doped up enough to where they can just roll on to the next bank." So I had forgotten about that story, so I just wanted to share it and just think about how weird it was that we had a bank robber shooting up heroin in my bathroom.
That is crazy. Did they ever get caught?
Well, he's in prison now, so maybe not for that bank robbery, but he just would rob banks like whatever.
Wow. How much do you get out of a random bank robbery?
He never told us, but I would imagine you get, I don't know, $10,000, unless you have an elaborate plan and you know when they got the most money in the drawers, or unless they wanted to go in and say, "Open the vault," you know. You see it on the movies, they get a quarter grand or a quarter mil or whatever, you know, $250,000.
They spend all day packing it up.
Yeah, and you're like, "Get it all in the bag, get it all in the bag. Don't move, I'll fucking kill you, bitch."
Yeah.
I don't think and this was, I don't know if it's more like that today or if it was more back in the day when they encourage tellers just to, if you come in and give them a note, "I'm going to shoot you if you don't give me all your money." They're supposed to.
Yeah. I just hit the silent alarm right there.
Yeah. Would you do that?
And
if you had the chance of them seeing you, you're like, "Oh, you fucking Indian. You just push the button. pull back the bow. Arrow to the head.
Yeah, I'd have to push the button, you know. But you'd always have your finger near the button whenever anybody walked up. So as soon as something went on, you'd be in position to press the button, right?
I guess.
Or unless you got lazy on the job and you started not having your finger near the button. And that's when they get you.
Yeah. It's kind of a fine line. You know, you'd want to do the right thing. But then again, you know that all the money's secure, financially insured.
Yeah.
From the FDIC or whatever, and that the people are going to get their money back. Of course, you don't want to just say, oh, robber, take it. But I think I would just go, take whatever you want.
Yeah.
Take everything. Don't shoot me. My life's too important.
You'd hope so anyway, right? Crazy.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, you know what we've been forgetting to do? I wonder, too late, if we should try to call Jared.
Let's do it. Where is a Jared?
This will be the latest call we've ever placed.
Where is a Jared?
To Mr. Johnson.
I sent a text to Mr. P. Diddy Wambacher.
Yeah, what he said? Or did he get a response?
I never got a message back. But I basically begged him to come on the show.
You begged him?
I begged him to come on the show. Him?
Dude, that's nice of you. Make him feel like we like him. I know he never listens.
Well, it wasn't a straight up bag, but it was like, hey... Come on, dude.
Okay, now, see, oh, yeah, that's right. We're still at the stage where we're going to apologize for hanging up on him last time. So, here we go. Where is Jared? Where's Jared?
Where is Jared?
I hear nothing.
Where's Jared?
I already lost the call. Wow.
You know where you should go?
Where?
You should go to Jared's.
Better head for Jared's. Oh, that's kind of loud. All right, calling Jared Johnson. Former drummer of Bleach and PB Army. He doesn't know he's the former drummer of Bleach yet. Maybe I'll tell him now. Great service from Verizon, which I'm overdue on my bill, so hopefully they'll make it through the call. Sounds like we're going to get his answering machine.
Hi, this is Jared. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
All right, I hate to do it. Hey, buddy. Guess what day it is? It's Tagcast Day. Say hi, Dustin.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I have some bad news for you. Call waiting. Oh, he's calling us back.
Dude, that would have been fucked up.
Hello?
The messages.
What's up, man?
Hey, you didn't answer your phone. What's going on, buddy?
I usually don't, but I called you back. What's going on?
That's awesome, dude, because
what's
I was just
on?
Getting ready to leave a message that said that you were kicked out of Bleach for not answering your phone.
Oh, man.
But you answered. You called right back, so you saved yourself.
Dude, because Bleach has been doing so rad lately, all the shows and stuff, I've been so bummed out.
Hey, no, I was talking about the comeback that we're about to make.
You should tell them about
that.
I know. We're going to play with the Alice in Chains tribute band, I think.
No way.
Yeah, there's a good one. There's a good one from Eugene, actually. They're called Sick Man. But we just wanted to call this. You're on the podcast, by the way. I don't know if you listen or not, but you're on here. And we wanted to call and apologize for so abruptly hanging up the first time we spoke with you. But it was just part of the
bit. Terry wanted to apologize. I don't.
No worries. But check this out, dude. I got to tell you something like super important.
What? Oh, call ended. He did that on purpose. That was good, Jared. Thank you.
What the fuck?
He's like, I gotta tell you something really important that he hung up on us.
That was funny because the message that he said, I got some bad news, and then that was the end of the message.
I know, because I didn't even get to tell him that he was kicked out of the band.
He's going to listen to that in a week, being all drunk, and he's going to freak out.
He's like, am I doing that right now? Well, at least he is in fine form for the podcast and knows how to dish it out as well as take it. Hung right up on us. So that was kind of a, he's calling back and I'm not going to answer. Sorry, buddy. Yeah. What if he had something? Well, I'm going to make him leave a message. Because it's called, you fuck with me, I fuck with you, and then
zip
fuck with me back, zip zap it a doo.
Zip a dip a dap a doo.
Have you heard of zip dap a doo?
Zip a dip a dap a doo.
Zippity ding dang. Hey, let's see if I can find out what Hans is listening to today.
What is Hans listening to?
He doesn't listen to records because he's too hip enough.
What is Hans listening to today?
Man, he must really like this band. This is the third album from this band.
What?
Can you guess which one it is?
Caius.
U.S. Christmas.
Nice.
That does have Valley in the name, though, so it's kind of close to Caius. The Valley
of the Valley.
The Valley Path.
The Valley Path.
That's where we're broadcasting from.
The Valley Path.
The Willamette Valley Path.
It is pretty much, huh? I-5?
Yeah. And I was listening to an album. I don't know if any of you are familiar with it, but you should check it out. If you have a record player, it's Brutal Truth. It's a triple vinyl, triple gateway, gatefold, whatever. It's called Goodbye Cruel World, which was their live posthumous release from 98. It just got released last year on vinyl, and it actually includes a little story written by yours truly on the inside of the record.
Nice.
They had a contest, and they said, share your Brutal Truth stories with us, and the top 10 stories will get printed on the inside of the album.
Inside.
And they chose me.
That's
and,
awesome.
And so go check it out. It says Terry Giles. It says I'm from Portland because the show was in Portland, and so they just assumed that's where I was from, apparently. But it's a cool little story about how me and my friend Dave Forsythe, hope you're listening, buddy, Old Void, number one roadie.
He sent us a message on our Facebook page if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, tell us that you remember going backstage and partying with Brutal Truth while Cannibal Corpse was playing. Because I was kind of like, we're missing Cannibal Corpse. He's like, so what? We're smoking bowls with Brutal Truth and listening to Dan Lilk or tell stories about driving the tour bus in Norway. What would you rather do? It's like, I'd rather just hang out backstage with Dan Lilker. So, yeah, that was what was on my... Actually, only one of the albums. I didn't get through the other two, but I was listening to the first one because I usually listen to albums in the order that they come out in. But it's got a bunch of bonus tracks on it. If anyone has the CD of Goodbye Cruel World, it was a double disc, and now it's a triple vinyl, and they had some extra room, so they stuck some extra live songs on it. And it's a pretty badass. It's not all live, though. It has some B-sides and unreleased demos and stuff. It's a real treasure for any of you... Brutal Truth fans. I don't know if there's any of you out there, but
you know,
should be.
You know what's in my junk drawer?
Shit, we forgot that for the last two episodes.
A copy of Ugly Kid Joe's only CD.
They only had one?
I don't know.
Wow.
It's been in my junk drawer since I first bought it.
You bought it! You should have said you received it as a gift.
I bought it for myself as a gift.
I tried to re-gift it to myself, and I wouldn't accept it.
I wouldn't. I just kept throwing it in the junk drawer over and over.
I refuse to accept this gift to myself.
One we've been running lately.
Why don't you
lately.
Give me three pieces of junk in your drawer?
Three pieces? I have Ugly Kid Joe.
We missed him Monday and Wednesday.
I have William Shatner's Rocket Man.
Yeah.
And I also have the green jello.
Little pigs, let me in.
Yeah.
Not like, by the hair of my chinny chin.
I like to listen to some of those songs sometimes.
Were they green jelly or jello?
They were jello, and then jello made them change the name.
How jellame.
Yeah. And another segment we went, what's in, what actor or actress is in Adrian Bacon's Yin Yang?
Let me try to guess.
All right, this is a... Wait a minute. This is a she-male. Each week, he wants to give us a male, a female, and a she-male.
A she-male actress?
Well...
Actress?
It'd be an actressor. She, then the he.
Okay.
So it'd be an actressor.
RuPaul?
Very close.
Okay, what is it?
Lady Gaga.
She's not an actress.
An actressor.
It's like a dinosaur actor. I guess she kind of acts in videos.
Well, hey,
does she have a movie?
If Adrian Bacon says someone is a she-male,
no,
Adrian
I'm not.
Adrian Bacon knows.
I'm not questioning the fact of whether they're a she-male or not. I'm questioning the fact of whether she's an actress. Actress.
That is true.
So is she? Is she in any movies?
Just only in videos, I guess. Maybe commercials? Has she seen any commercials?
No, but I don't know. But that doesn't really... I don't think that counts. So
Adrian Bacon.
Adrian, you better get her out of your yin yang.
This is only a first try, and he was kind of thrown off by the she-male thing, I think.
Oh, did you tell him that he had to include she-males?
No, he gave me... he's like, I can give you a female and male. And I said, well, give me a she-male, too.
That's what did it.
Yeah.
That's what did it.
Yep. And then he said, does that count? And I said, well, anything you tell me is going to be the correct answer.
Right, because it's his yin-yang. If anyone knows what's in his yin-yang, it would probably be him, I would guess.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Thanks for having talking actors in your yin-yang.
Yeah. I wish I had the sound of bacon, but it was about the closest I got. Oh, that's too short. How about this?
Life is too short.
Too short, baby. Too short. Yeah, so let's see. I was just going to say something, and it escaped me because I'm retarded. But we'd like to thank our guest from Friday,
These Monday
Kyle.
Episodes, sometimes we're really Mondayed out, huh?
Yeah, it's just like sometimes Monday just really hits you hard, and you got to go to work. And maybe you're at work listening right now, Seth Milstein.
Well, people got to realize that we got to get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
To tape these
before the Monday release, even though we release them on Sunday night right after midnight.
Oh, we get up at 4 o'clock the day before, actually, is what we
do. But, I mean, we're still trying to get our early morning coffee going.
Sometimes we don't even know what day it is. I don't even know.
And coffee, as many of you may remember, long-time listeners may remember, coffee is not for your bowl. It goes in your mouth.
Ah, but it does work good if you want a coffee enema.
Yeah.
That's what I heard anyway. And I heard that people just don't do that for fun. That kind of sounds like bacon.
That sounds like I'm peeing, and it smells like bacon.
That's so weird that your pee still smells like bacon 6 days later.
I think
you might want to go to the doctor.
I got to go to the doctor for many other things other than that.
What about just a random checkup?
I probably need one of those. It's getting about that age.
I found out I can never be a hipster when I went to the doctor the other day. I suffer from an irony deficiency.
Hey-o.
And for all you people that came out to the comedy show, thanks for coming out. That was one of my lame jokes. If you want to hear the good ones, you got to come out to the actual show.
Yeah. Should we release some of that stuff that we got? I wonder what the other comedians would think if we just threw their set up on the interwebs. That probably wouldn't be very cool, would it?
Maybe a clip. They'd probably want to hear it first to say, because, it's kind of like
throwing it to all of them.
It's kind of like throwing up a picture of your girlfriend, and then they always say, that's such a terrible picture of me. Why did you choose that one? I was like, I thought you were pretty in it. I'm not. I'm fucking gross. Pick this one. And you're like, that one doesn't really look that good. What? I thought you loved me. And they fucking call the cops on you. And then the next thing you know, you got a restraining order.
That's not good.
Hear them? They're coming now. So we got a big week coming up. I don't know if you know this or not, but I don't even know why it's big, but it's at least 7 days.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big, that's about the biggest week you can get. Mm-hmm. Unless you're talking about the Beatles. They got 8 day weeks sometimes. Hey, you know what we didn't check? Oh, yeah. I asked you the other day, and you said no dead celebrities yet. So none that I would care to talk about.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we got some more dead ones since last week.
Yeah, I asked him, and it was some sports guy, and I was like, I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah, Steve Sabol.
Huh, Steve Sabol.
Yeah, what about John Engle? You know who that guy was? He passed away.
John Engle?
Yep, he was.
Related to Laura? Laura Ingalls.
No, he was a well-known daytime television soap opera actor.
Oh, did he play on, let me guess, General Hospital?
You're right. Who did he play?
Billy.
No.
I was just guessing.
No.
Who did he play?
Edward Quartermain.
Oh, no, the Quartermains were pretty prominent General Hospital.
Do you know what happened this day in history? Would you like to know? What happened?
Benny Hill had his first successful sex change.
Today in history, Babe Ruth played his last game as a New York Yankee player. How do you feel about that? In 1934.
That makes me laugh.
All right. Here's another one. 1955, Dwight Eisenhower suffered a heart attack while on vacation in Denver, Colorado.
That also makes me laugh.
The Brooklyn Dodgers played their last game at Ebbets Field in 1957.
That makes me happy.
The Bullwinkle Show premiered on primetime 1961.
That makes me happy.
60 Minutes premiered 1968 on CBS the same night that The Mod Squad premiered on ABC.
I'm Mike Wallace.
Here's a quiz. What show lasted longer, 60 Minutes or The Mod Squad?
60 Minutes.
Correct. Don't!
1977, The Love Boat debuted.
Right on. That makes me happy. Nothing about Benny Hill.
And Anthony Hopkins received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
All right.
9 years ago.
That makes me happy. He's chasing that old guy around in the yard.
I know, he is.
Hitting him on the head with a rubber mallet.
That's hilarious.
He was pretty groundbreaking.
You know what else? Groundbreaking and speeding up film footage, right?
Yes, yeah. And getting away with showing boobies on TV.
Yeah, and putting up, he'd always like to wallpaper things. He'd like to do wallpaper jokes.
And wallpaper over things.
Yeah. And then it would, oh, there's the joke after the last piece goes up.
Ah,
it's like,
yeah,
Concentration. I remember that old game show with Alex Trebek.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys know this, but since we've been making phone calls and whatnot, and we've been calling Pat last season, we're calling Jared this season, we're going to get a TagCast phone. Well, yeah, we've talked about it, but I'm just talking shit right now. Yeah. I stumbled across this thing that had a bunch of answering machine messages that Frank Zappa used for his studio.
Huh?
Dude, they're fucking crazy.
All right.
You got to listen to this. This is just intense.
You have reached our answering machine. We can't come to that phone right now, but we should be that real soon. So please leave your name and number for us at the beep.
What would you think if you called a phone number and you got that?
I would thought they would have bought it from somewhere else.
Listen to this
one. A dangerous answering machine. If it ain't one thing, it's surely something else. If you leave your name and number at the beep, we'll call you when we get in the middle of the night. So leave your name and number at the beep on our answering machine today.
Wow, I wanted to really use. He's bringing it all out there at the end, wasn't he?
That was kind of long. So I figure if we ever got a phone in the studio here, we would use one of those for an answering machine. We got some more here. I want to play one more.
We're in dire need of a few sponsors. We've been kind of lacking lately in sponsors.
Yeah, as you notice, we didn't give them any shout-outs for the Dixie. I know that they're going to re-up, but they just haven't.
Re-up soon.
Yeah, and we do have
times are tough for some people, you know. I don't
constant sponsor though. Complete Ag Resolutions, still bringing it up.
Yes.
So if you guys
want
to call
us,
he
wants us to visit him at the Dixie soon, Mr. Stan.
Yeah, he was supposed to come out to the show. He RSVP'd but didn't show up. So
what do you think about that? People that RSVP but don't show. Now I don't understand you. It could be like, I just didn't want to. Or it could be like, hey,
something
I'm showing you support, like, I'm just going to click, I'm going to all my events.
Yeah, some people told me that. They're like, I just click events to support.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
What do you think about that, though? Do you think that?
I think you can't really gauge who's going to show up by Facebook clicks, but it's nice to kind of have a little bit of a gauge on it to think if people are going to show up, but it's pretty weird sometimes even try to gauge.
Do you think if somebody, though, if they click that they're going and then they don't go, that you could whack them upside the head with a fly swatter?
I would.
All right.
It's not going to hurt them. It's going to be more of a diss.
But I heard somebody one time wrapped a fly paper around somebody's head. Imagine that.
That's
full of flies.
Would that be worse than getting squirted with mustard? Deep thought, that's what that sound is.
No, the mustard would be worse.
That's what I thought for you. But I think
a lot of the mustard thing is the smell.
I think a lot of people would prefer the mustard over the flies.
Yeah, but to me the smell is just...
And dead flies, they're not that... I mean, they're gross, but they're not like disease-ridden or whatever.
Well, the thing that would bother me most about the fly thing would be the glue.
Yeah, it'd be all stuck in your hair and stuff, because that's pretty sticky stuff.
Yeah, that doesn't... Yeah.
So yeah, call once we get a number and we get some more donations.
Stuck if you
go,
on you.
Go to donate and click on the thing at tagcastpodcast.com. Click donate. Give us $100 million. Give us $1. Give us 50 cents. Give us nothing. Just
stuck
your choice.
On you.
I got this big piece of lasagna stuck on my plate and I can't get it out.
And I need a scraper.
So here's the last message.
What song? What year did that song come out?
I don't know.
That's what I'm quizzing you.
Listen.
You have reached our answering machine. We can't come to the phone, but he should be the same. So leave a message for us after the beep.
That man did not do one speck of drugs. Cereal.
Maybe he didn't need to. Maybe drugs would have made him sane.
I heard an interview with Napoleon Brock. Who was a former member of the Mothers, and he said, yeah, everybody always says sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but it was just the two of them with the Mothers. There were no drugs allowed, the Mothers of Invention.
Not on his time, probably.
Nope, and then he didn't want them to do it even on their off time when they're on tour, because they could end up getting arrested and put in jail, and that definitely has a impact on the tour. When you're working for Zappa, you got to work for Zappa.
Yeah.
Zappa dappa doo.
So, do you know what year that came out? You want to take a wild guess? You remember when that song came out, Lionel Richie? Stuck on you.
I'm going to say 1983.
Very close.
Four.
1984, May 1st. Came out on a 7-inch single and a 12-inch maxi.
Was that on the same album as Dancing on the Ceiling?
This, the B-side to the single was Round and Round, and the genre was pop and country. This wasn't country pop.
Oh, this is funny. After but, I sang,
You know what came out before this was "Hello."
And is before, it me and then looking for?
After this, his hit came "Penny Lover."
I don't even like that song.
She's a penny lover.
That's
is that it?
No. That's Easy Lover by Phil Collins and the dude from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, I actually thought that was.
If I'm in love, you believe it.
Yeah, I thought that was Billy Ocean.
He's like no other. It's Phil Collins and some other dude with a weird name that nobody knows.
Yeah.
But,
God damn. Is his hits on this album from Can't Slow Down were All Night Long.
You know what's funny? After talking about those 80s songs, we were at the Dixie... shit, not this weekend, but the weekend before last at the comedy show, and Simpson was doing sound, and there was some leftover crack, and then right next to that was some remaining sign-up slips for karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
You know what song it was that someone signed up for?
What?
Never gonna let you down. No. Yeah, they Rickrolled themselves.
Oh, they were just writing that there and left it there.
No, I don't think so. Because I took the slip of paper and I like there was a slot on the side of the soundboard. I guess that's the some new technology they have. It embeds on the paper, and that way you stick it in, you can tell if they actually sang the song or not.
Oh wow!
And as soon as I stuck it in, it was just like. And I was like, I can't believe Dodge Truck sang that song. No, I don't know if it was Dodge Truck, but you just got Rick rolled.
Oh, man.
You got tag rolled.
That's funny.
I told people last week, I believe, or the week before, that my youngest cat is a bitch. And when the litter box is needing to be changed, she'll just piss on some towels or something.
Oh, we were going about on this, right?
What?
Weren't we talking? We've talked about this in the past week.
Yeah, I said, that's what I said before I started talking. But you weren't paying attention to me because you were going through your shit book.
I got it, though.
But I cleaned out the cat box today because I didn't want them pissing on the towels anymore.
Never going to clean it up.
And
never going to piss in the box.
My cat's scratch fever, my cat scat fever, scat scratch fever, like
cat
Jesse
scat
said.
Fever.
My little... What do you call it? Your scooper? It's like a you scoop it up and it keeps the turds in. But
Your super duper pooper scooper.
And then the good cat litter just comes back out, you know, and turns through. But it was like it broke. It was cracked because someone stepped on it, and then like completely came apart. Uh-huh. And I was halfway done cleaning the cat box, so I actually kind of had to put my hand in contact with some fecal matter. But I washed them up real good and then licked my fingers clean.
We used to have one of those little scoops for the cigarette butt can at our work, and it was like hard sand, you know, where the thing is. So the first time you jab one of those things, it just smash, and then you're stuck picking up like 600 cigarette butts out of a can at one time, scooping them out. That's never any fun.
Yeah, it wasn't quite 600, but maybe 30 today. I kicked over a little container in the backyard of my house that had some in, and I had to pick them all up real quick and go wash my hands again. That's shitty.
So what do you got for a shit story for us today?
Today I got for a shit story. I just wanted to let you know that I know that some people get pooped on.
Literally?
By birds on their head.
Yeah, we talked about that. I got shit right on my face.
Yeah. It happened to George W. Bush. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
2007, he got hit during a Rose Garden press conference.
Oh, was it during a public situation?
Yeah.
Was it caught on film?
Mm-hmm. In many cultures, though, I'd just like to say, including Italian and Indian, it's a stroke of good luck if a bird shits on you.
Wow.
If you get hit by a bird shit.
That doesn't really
make
sense.
So, hey, when you next time... you need some luck going your way, go visit the
stand under
aviatorium.
A wire. Yeah, or stand under a wire where there's like 20 birds right there.
Yeah. Go visit a pigeon patch. Is that what they're called, a group of pigeons? Is it called a patch?
I'm not sure. Pigeon I think it'd patch. Still be a flock. A flock of pigeons.
A flock of pigeons. That sounds like a band name. That'd
That's
be cool.
close, yeah. And then we were in the park the other day, and there's like these huge rocks that they put along to where you can't drive any farther. So they can't drive over by the swings. Mm-hmm. And I had my little godson with me, and then we swung a little bit, and then we went down the slide, and then he was, like, going from rock to rock. And then there was, like, bird shit on the rock, and he's a little two-year-old. He doesn't really know. He's like, oh, and he's, like, scratching it with his fingernail. And I'm like, oh, don't touch that. That's poop. That's bird poop. And he's like, bird poop? Like, yeah, it's bird poop. I don't think he understood because it was white.
Yeah.
Poop should not be white.
Yeah.
And if you take a shit in the toilet and it's white,
call your doctor after you brag to all your friends.
You just might be a bird.
Nice.
If you shit and it turns white, you just might be a bird. If you find yourself flying into a window every once in a while, you just might be a bird.
Dude,
we should start a new catchphrase comic.
Dude, you should keep that one for your set. If you shit white...
if you take a shit in the toilet and you look at it and it's white, you just might be a bird.
I like that one.
A dodo bird. And let's see what else we got. If you ever lose a feather while you're flying across country,
flock together.
You just might be a bird.
If you ever flock together.
If you ever find yourself in a nest sitting on a bunch of eggs, you just might be a bird. It's not like they know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
If you ever got stuck in the wheel well of a car after getting hit by a car, you just might be a bird.
If you ever have your wing clipped.
It's called aviary humor.
That would go over great in a group of parrots. What are you taught parrots to tell bird jokes?
You told that joke in front of my parents.
What have you told a bunch of parrot jokes in front of parrots and they could just mock each other all day?
If your mom and dad get called parrots, you just might be a bird. If your parents are parrots, you just might be a bird.
If you had two parrots, would they just start mocking each other though? Would they go squawk, squawk? Would they have to start like going?
I know if you had
four squawks deep.
If you had two mockingbirds, I'm sure they'd be mocking each other. They're just like mock, 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 mock. My mama bought me a mockingbird, and all that fucking thing did was mock me. I shall not be mocked.
Who wants a mockingbird anyway?
Mock.
What is a mockingbird?
It's a bird that mocks you.
Is it really?
I think so.
Mocks you?
Well. Maybe it just makes the noise. Mocking is like making fun, right? Mock. I shall not be mocked. That reminds me of that Saturday Night Live skit from there.
I'll be mocked.
And they're like this leader, and they're like his little jesters or peons or whatever, and he's like making a speech, and then he's like, I shall not be mocked. But they're kind of sitting behind him a little bit on the sides, and they're all mocking him behind him. but he doesn't know. So, like, he's a liar because he's saying he shall not be mocked.
Uh-huh.
And then they said, I'll be Bach. You be Beethoven.
They mimic the songs of other birds and the sounds of insects and amphibians, often loudly and in rapid succession.
Well, that's cool. But they don't make fun of humans.
Mm-hmm.
Because there would probably be a lot less mockingbirds. Because humans have guns.
Yeah. And there were some mockingbirds on the Galapagos Islands when Charles Darwin...
The Zach Galapagos Islands?
Yeah, Zach Galapagos.
Wow. I didn't even know that he had...
And mockingbirds evolved into humans.
What? That can't be true.
Oh, it says... This was Darwin's first recorded expression of his doubts about species being immutable, which led to him being convinced about the transmutation of species and evolution. The mockingbird was very important.
What?
And the Chilean mockingbird goes great with cornbread.
Chilean. That's like a Chilean hen.
Chile.
Have you ever
Chill.
Seen a, you ever seen a Chilean hen? No. Have you heard that new Kiss song yet?
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
Hell or.
Have you heard the song, though?
No, I just heard that one. I thought that was it. You sent me that file. And you're like, here's the new Kiss song. And I'm like, I still don't believe it because I can't hear Gene Simmons.
Oh, man. Okay, you got the, can you look it up on there? You got the new Hell or Hallelujah?
I thought that it was... I don't know. Let me see.
You're listening to the TagCast podcast, the bizarro world.
No, that wasn't it. Check it out. I've never heard it. I've been a big Kiss fan since I was younger.
Oh, you got it on there?
I think so. I'm hoping so. Maybe they might have Rickrolled us. God, and they even have a 30-second ad spot at the beginning of a song. That's ridiculous. Oh, hell. Well, that was shitty. You did take a trip on the ship of fools there, Paul, didn't you? What else you got to say? Money breaks the rules.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't handle it.
No, you got to get to the chorus at least. You got to make it through the chorus.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's gay. And plus, it's just, it doesn't want to be played on our show because it's glitching out. But that's horrible. I think that's worse than I thought it was going to be. Oh, how about that?
What about the new Motley Crue? Is that on there?
Is the new Kiss better than Nickelback?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because for a second I thought you were going to have to think about it. I get fooled sometimes, kind of like you said you got fooled by that song, because the riff is kind of rocking at the beginning.
The riff is rocking, you know, but I know the lyrics are cheesy as fuck.
Right. So, like, sometimes Nickelback has some down-tuned guitars that you hear on the radio before you get a chance to change the channel, and you're like, oh, this is kind of a cool-sounding song. I wonder what this is. And then he starts singing, and you're like... Gross. This is Nickelback. I want my Nickelback.
Oh, you thought it was a good song and it was Nickelback?
Yeah, once he starts singing, I was like, oh, yeah. they fooled me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know.
That's why you got to get all Pete Townsend and go,
Rough Boys, out on the street.
No, I meant.
Okay, so this is the contest. Who's better, Motley Crue or Kiss in the year 2012?
What do you
Yeah. Let me tell you what you're thinking.
It just sounds like a shitty new rock song from 101.5.
They're both trying to be too hip, aren't they?
I think so. Hipper than they are.
Yeah.
I think they need to stick with their roots.
I think they lost their roots. I think Kiss has had too much success to enjoy their roots.
I think Vince Neil's dyed his hair too
and
many
then
times.
And I think Vince Neil's is sadly just well past knowing what
was good.
Shit was going back on then. He doesn't even remember that shit, probably.
I'm just trying to think of what I think of his voice, but...
Yeah, I try to dismiss the vocals because the vocals are clearly cheesy on both of them.
Yeah, for sure. At least the lyrics.
Yeah.
What do you say? Everybody wants some. What the hell? It's like, isn't that a Van Halen song and something else already?
David Lee Roth could pull that shit off now, today.
Yeah.
He could pull those lyrics out, probably.
Wow.
But not Vince Neil.
Well, yeah, you've heard Stay Frosty, right?
Yeah, Stay Frosty. I don't even mind that song.
I don't mind
the new ZZ Top song, even though those lyrics are cheesy. I mean, I'll turn that up because it's got some good fucking guitar sound and shit.
That's right. But, you know, I would have to say, yeah, ZZ Top, I would choose them over not only Nickelback, but over the new Motley Crue and the new Kiss, which we just wanted to give you guys a little taste of that because I hadn't had a taste myself. So,
have you heard the new ZZ Top song?
Just a little part of it. 25 lighters on my dresser? Oh, no.
I got a new single off of there.
What's the new one called? Cock-a-doodle-doo-me?
Something like that. Oh, so it's with an M.
He's a mock-a-doodle-doo-me with mock-a-tock-a-chew-me.
No.
I got 25 lighters on my dresser.
I got to get... That's how you spell it, too. I got to.
So how many people out there in Taggart Land are enjoying some of the new music that's coming out these days by bands that have been around forever? Are you enjoying it? Are you hating it? Do you think they should be giving it up?
Well, what about the new Aerosmith song? That was pretty horrific.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but I would say that it might be a little bit better than some of the last stuff that they put out. Okay, well, if you guys want to check it out, go check out some new ZZ Top. I was going to try to bring it up, but we already shared the new Kiss and Motley Crue with you, and I hope you agree with us that it's not really that good. I mean, if you like it, support it, I guess, but I don't think it's that great. Either one of them. Too cheeseball in the lyrics. I'm trying too hard on the riffs just to make it sound cooler than it is, and that's just my opinion. Don't know what it's worth. Don't give a goddamn. Don't even get me started.
I'm going to find out what this track is.
Hey, you guys, thanks for listening on this Monday. We hope your week... Were you gargling? That was, this almost sounded like an electric shock. That's pretty good. But make sure and have a good week and tune in on Wednesday. We're going to have another show, believe it or not.
I'll see you on Wednesday, man.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, they won't see us, though.
Oh.
They'll hear us.
Yeah. You guys are all Stevie Wonder and shit, as far as we know.
Yeah, that's like the shittiest... outro ever. You guys can't tell though because you don't know what's going on.
You're gonna hear that song like that for the rest of the week now.
You was shit clicking out of it. So yeah, wow, what a Monday.
Oh, yeah, rock on
and metal.
TagCastPodcast.com.